Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read to you a passage out of Matthew chapter 6 this morning, verse 25 through 32. If you look sometime at Matthew 5, 6, 7, you're going to see everything in those chapters are said by Jesus himself. And it's Jesus speaking. So I want to read from verse 6, chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Don't we worry a whole lot about that? And Jesus is saying, don't worry about that. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, neither gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? If you can't make yourself taller by worrying about it, or shorter by worrying about it, or your nose bigger or smaller by worrying about it, then why are you worried about your clothes? Consider the lilies of the valley, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that you bless this message. I pray that you speak in the intent in order to speak to each and everyone's heart that is listening today, both online and here in the church. Lord, I pray that you help us to change. You said that you would give us the power. All we need to do is give you our will. So that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a young man in church, my dad led the singing from the time I was born until I was out of the Navy. And he also taught the adult Sunday school class. But we used to sing this song. When up on life billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you burdened with a load of care? Does your cross seem heavy you're called to bear? Count your many blessings, even doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be disheartened. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend and help and comfort you till your journey's end. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. I've had over the past few weeks some time to just sit and ponder some things. And all through my life, I've counted my blessings, but just in the past couple months, they seemed even more important to me. And I think about the things that we've been able to do. We've traveled everywhere. We backpacked across Europe 30 years ago. For 30 days, your rail passes, first class passes, is like riding in a cattle car. But they were fast. We thought we'd sleep on the train and couldn't sleep on the train. We had to sleep in hotels, so we came back in debt. We've been to Hawaii, stayed right on the beach. We've been to Venice. Matter of fact, for our 25th wedding anniversary, we went to Venice. Stayed for a week because we liked it the 2 days we were there when we were backpacking across Europe. Been all over Italy, Morocco. Been up the Eiffel Tower twice. Been to the Vatican twice. First time I went, I didn't want to go. What is there in there that I'd want to see? But as you look back, a whole lot of Christian history is there. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, I was so sick and hurt so bad that I was glad it was leaning, because as you went around, half the time you weren't going steep up, you were going at an even pace. And you stand there and you see how far it's leaning and you wonder how in the world it's still standing. Been to Rio de Janeiro, went to Christ on the Mountain, looked over at Sugarloaf Mountain. Then I took a cable car to Sugarloaf Mountain. Budapest, Hungary. Ipanema Beach in Rio de Janeiro. Took a Mediterranean cruise. All of that. We have a nice home. We have great friends. I don't know that any friends could compare to the friends that God has given us. They're caring, they're encouraging. Couldn't have a better list. We have enough food to eat, we have enough heat, we have clothes on our back, we don't worry about any of those things. Gas prices are $5, we still buy gas. We aren't depressed, we aren't stressed, and we aren't quitting. But you might say, but Pastor, you have stage 4 cancer. Yes, but we are at peace. Now, after all of that that seems like bragging, let me tell you how it happened. Let me tell you why it happened. It all started at an altar. I had a real good job. We had couple new cars. But Dick Latham was preaching, my pastor, in Defiance. And the Lord spoke strongly. And I'll not forget that day. That is the day that we went to the altar and said, Lord, we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. First, not second. So many times we seek houses, we seek cars, we seek jobs, we seek education, we seek money. You may get those, but it won't bring the peace that passes all understanding. I can tell you everything that we have, everything that we've received because we sought first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and never worried about those things. Didn't really matter whether we lived in a big house or a small house. Didn't matter whether we drove a new car or a used car. It didn't matter. What mattered was we were doing what God wanted us to do. That meant giving up that good job. But it wasn't a hard decision. Because we had already made the decision to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And I can tell you, as I look back on my life, we have done more because we have quit that job than we could have ever done in that job. We were no longer working for money. We were no longer working for prestige. We were no longer working for power, but we were seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That meant taking a drastic cut in pay. That meant moving to Toledo. That meant selling our house. That meant renting for 6 years before we could buy another house. It was the only decision we could make. Because first and foremost in our life was seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And that set a standard for this church. If you're seeking power or seeking fame or seeking prestige, and you come here to get that, you're probably going to leave because that's not what we're built on. We're built on those people who want to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His living rightness. God sent Heritage people that do just that. We have a church full of people that are seeking first God's kingdom. And you know what the last part of that says? And all these things shall be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus has just given us in this chapter a whole list of things. Why do you worry about what you wear? Why do you worry about what you eat? Why do you worry about where you're going to live? Look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers of the field. God loves you and He will take care of you. Seek my kingdom and I will take care of you. And He will. The Bible says, Matthew 13:44, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure in a field, the which when a man hath found, hideth in the joy thereof, goeth and sells everything he has and buys a field. That's seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, meaning you cannot let anything get in front of that. That means that God in His will and doing God's will and living in God's will has to be the most important thing in your life. It has to be more important than those things that go on during church. It has to be more important than the things that you buy out on the street. The church, doing God's will, building God's kingdom, seeking first His kingdom. And God said, I'll take care of you. Don't you trust me? Well, Lord, I trust you until I'm going to die. Then I'm not sure. Oh, no, I trust you when I die, but I'm not sure about now because I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to have this and I got to have that. What is it that you put in front of seeking God's kingdom first? He's got to be first in our thoughts. First thing you think of, I said it's been 20 years ago that I was getting out of bed and before my feet hit the floor, the Lord spoke to me, and I had been getting tied up in a lot of things and was real busy, and I was praying, Lord, how am I going to get everything done? And the Lord said, just do what I ask you to do. And that morning, I said, Lord, it doesn't matter what I do as long as I am in your will. It don't matter if I'm on the golf course, I'm not on the golf course. It doesn't matter if I'm in the hospital or at the funeral home. It doesn't matter where I am as long as I am serving you. That's first in your thoughts. First in your giving. The Bible says, you know how you give to God? Your first fruits. Not what's left. But that's the beginning. And it's more blessed to give than receive. And if you haven't learned that, you need to learn it because it is just a wonderful lesson. You can't outgive God. Trust me. We've tried. He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. He owns the hills. He owns the oil in the hills. He owns the gold in the hills. He owns the silver in the hills. He owns everything. It's his. And as sure as he makes the flowers bloom and turn red and yellow and blue and pink, he will allow you to bloom. But you must seek first his kingdom. First in your attendance. Church. I was taught this by my dad, and it was the greatest lesson I ever lived. You go to church no matter what. You go to church on Sunday morning. That's what you do. We drove back from vacation to make sure we were in church. Terry and I used to think that every time we went on vacation, somebody died because we'd have to fly home, drive home, be home in order to do the funerals. God has to be first in your responsibilities. Well, Pastor, I can't be there today because I have this responsibility. What's more important than teaching your class? What's more important than being in the position that God has given you to be in leadership in his kingdom? What is more important than that? First in your actions. God, I want to act like you want me to act. I want to live like you want me to live. I want to have the testimony that you want me to have. And not only will you be first in my actions, but you will be first in my reactions. That means that I can turn my cheek. That means that I don't have to get smart with somebody because they got smart with me. I was never smart enough to get smart with somebody. Your first choice always must be God and seeking God's will and seeking his kingdom and seeking his purpose. Not my will, but thine be done, Jesus said as he died on the cross. And as we take up his cross and follow him, we almost also must say, not my will, but thine be done. Psalm 34:9. Oh, fear the Lord, you saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. There is no wants, there is no needs, there is no desires other than serving him for those who serve him. God will meet all of those. That's a godly fear. It isn't a fear like you're afraid somebody's going to slap you down or shoot you in the kneecaps. It's a fear that I don't want to disappoint him. I know what that is because I had a father like that. I had a father that loved me, showed me that he loved me from the time I was little, corrected me my entire life. If he is alive today, he'd be correcting me today. He was always my dad. But I never wanted to disappoint him. That was the fear I had of my father. Not that he would beat me with a stick or he would take something away. My fear was that I would disappoint someone who loved me, someone who cared about me. And that has been the fear that I've had of the Lord, of someone that I do not want to disappoint. I do not want to let down. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I'm not a prosperity preacher. Paul was in prison, I'm reminded of that, and he had everything he needed. God took care of him. Boy, did he bloom in that prison. The colors are beautiful. Everything about Paul's life brought beauty and joy and peace for 2,000 years to Christian people. So I'm not a prosperity preacher because that is when you do one thing to get another. In other words, if you give to the church, God's going to give you a new Cadillac. God may give you a broken down Chevy if you give to the church. You still give. Love is giving without planning on what you're going to receive. That's love in your life. That's love for one another. That's love in the church. It's love in your family. It isn't about what you're going to get. It's just how you can give. You just seek the kingdom of God, not those things. They somehow just get added on to your life. They do. Most of our trips we didn't plan. Terry has a sister that lives in Florida, and her brother-in-law. For 40 years, we've traveled the world together. He owned a company that he sold for several million dollars several years ago. He has a 5,000 square foot house with, I don't know, four or five bathrooms. He said, "Where are you going to move when you retire?" I said, "We're moving in with you, but we're not going to tell you. You couldn't find out for 5 years. He'd say, "Hey, let's go on a cruise." "Don't worry about it. I got it covered." He didn't seek that. He didn't ask for that. We've not always had what we have. I remember a couple people taking me out for lunch and saying, "Pastor, I know that you're running short on money. Stop buying people's dinners when you go out. You don't have to buy. They'll gladly pay for yours." And I said, "That's not the person I am. My dad taught me not to go out for dinner unless I had enough money in my pocket to pay for everybody that's going out. If not, say no." He said, "I don't want you running around like this. There's too many preachers out there like that." He said, "If you need something, ask the Lord. If he don't give it to you, ask me. I can tell you no as easy as the Lord can." Seek ye first. Desire first. Want first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his living right. If you want to be a witness to others about your faith, it is not arguing the Bible. It is not defending Christ. Both Christ and the Bible can defend themselves. They do not need us to do that. Witnessing is a changed life, a life of peace in the midst of a storm, a life of encouragement, a life that all can see Christ in. Being a Christian has nothing to do with debating political points, bumper stickers, or hashtags. It has everything to do with your life reflecting something that goes against the flesh in its desires. Christianity is by nature, will by nature draw others to Christ. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I will take care of you. God said, "I know your needs. I'll take care of you." Psalm 34:4, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Luke 6:38. "Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap." It don't get any easier than that. You ever had somebody say, "Man, you just had that handed to you in your lap. Man, you didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to go after it. It was just handed to you in your lap." The things that Terry and I have experienced in our life, from our travels to what we eat, to where we live, to what we drive, to what we wear, has been handed to us in our lap. Not because we sought them, but because we sought him. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So it's up to you. So if you're only half in for God, don't expect 100% from God. If you're only 10% in with God, don't expect 100% from God. But if you're 100% in with God, you can expect 100% from God. He'll take care of you through trial, through tribulation. Then you can sing, when upon life's billows you're tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged and think that all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? No, it doesn't. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you'll keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you till your journey's end. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your people. Lord, the ones that seek first your kingdom, the ones that we see you adding to, not because they are seeking things, but because you decided you're going to take care of them. And God, I pray that we don't ever want to disappoint you. We don't ever want to be a discouragement to you. But Lord, help us to lift you up. And you know, we know you'll take care of us, no matter what circumstance. And for that, we'll give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.